Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This was recorded on the 5th of October 2017 at the Marriott Hotel in Cardiff. We didn't really spend much time in Cardiff, but we did cross a bridge to get there, and that was pretty neat. Hey everyone, quick update for our Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh UK tour. About half the shows are now sold out or very close to, so if you don't want to miss out, make sure you head to sanspantsradio.com/live for links on where to grab your tickets today. There's still a few spots left for our London Podcast Festival show, as well as back-to-back late-night shows at the Soho. So, once again, head to sanspantsradio.com/live and grab your tickets today. Every show is a completely different topic, and remember to head to our Twitter or Facebook for any and all updates. Just search for Sanspants Radio. Also, if you have any coffee, breakfast, brunch, or just general food recommendations, please email them in, sanspantsradio@gmail.com, or reach out to me directly on Twitter, @GoddammitZammit.
Hey everyone. Hello.
How you doing?
And Hi. Welcome to our first ever Welsh live show for Plumbing the Death Star. Where we ask the important questions like, why wouldn't you travel with the Doctor?
Me specifically?
Well, you three.
Why wouldn't Jackson travel with the Doctor?
Imagine if we did a show where it was just you two and we watched on.
What kind of doctor?
The doctor is in Doctor Who.
Just a medical doctor?
Not just a medical doctor.
There's a lot of reasons I wouldn't travel with a medical doctor.
Well, no, because they're in an ambulance. And if you're in an ambulance, you should definitely go with that doctor.
No, but he's going to tell me I'm doing things wrong and like you shouldn't eat that and watch out for your cholesterol. Nah.
In this situation, you're dying because you're in an ambulance. So if you're like, no, thank you. I mean, bye, I guess.
Why is a doctor? That's a paramedic.
Yeah, I don't think a doctor goes in. The doctor's in the ambulance with me. I'm like, shouldn't you be in the hospital? Aren't I going to you? Why are we moving?
Why is a GP there?
If House MD has taught me anything, there's a lot of conflict between paramedics and doctors, and you have just ignited it, my friend.
Yeah.
The trouble you've caused today. No, but the doctor of the doctor fame with his TARDIS.
Who?
So, the doctor.
Who?
No, he's doing the worst bit we've ever done live.
Oh, the night is young, my friend. The night is young.
I read a thing just today that Stephen Moffat, when asked in like 2006 what the doctor's name was, said Mildred. Can we just call him Mildred?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
That's
happy to
good.
Call
anyway,
him
I thought that was funny. Wait, so is the idea that the TARDIS has just turned up?
Yep. Right here. Brew,
brew. That's the TARDIS noise.
Yeah?
Wah, wah, wah.
The Doctor.
You've all nailed it. That's perfect. Spot on.
And the Doctor's stepped out and he's been like, plumbing boys, I can only take one.
He's like, oi, you, get in.
Well, what? I'm not going with him because that's an aggressive way to ask.
All right.
He's bigger on the inside.
What?
It's another Scottish doctor, I suppose.
Oi! You! Get the fuck in my bloody van!
Police help! It's very funny to arrest the doctor.
He's been arrested all the time.
But by, like, actual police people?
No, it's always like...
Or like a citizen's arrest.
Oh, no, with the doctor...
He's kidnapping people. I don't like it.
As clever as the doctor is, I don't think he could get out of, like, if you had his screwdriver, handcuffs. That's him done, right?
Well, I mean...
Send him to jail.
Yeah, no, I guess. I mean, it's always UNIT being like, you're fucked. You're nicked, I guess. They probably don't say you're fucked. And he's like, actually, you'll find that I'm president of the world under these situations. And they're like, no, you're not. Oh, yeah, protocol something something the doctor.
On Earth, though, just jail. Prison for life. Yeah.
So how do we arrest the doctor? Is that the question?
No, no. TARDIS appears.
Yep.
Yep.
Hi, I'm the doctor.
Hey.
Hi, doctor.
Jackson.
Yep.
How would you like to come into the TARDIS?
I wouldn't. I think the reason I don't want to go with the doctor is that I just don't think I'm ready for it, you know? I think the moment he's like, bigger on the inside, I'm going to be like, nope! So that's fucked! Bye-bye!
What kind of Escher bullshit is this?
He's like, just the proposition. Hi, Jackson, come into my TARDIS. I'm going to be, first of all, what is that? And then he's like, it's a spaceship, basically, but also a time machine. I'm going to be like, nope. Too much information at once. I'm going.
Two sentences was the threshold of too much information for you.
Also,
you're
just
not even interested in like stepping foot inside.
No, because
I just don't believe you. I don't think it is bigger.
But
no.
That happens all the time. Then you step in, you're like, oh shit.
But I'm not gonna step in. If somebody turned up with a van and they were like, get in the back, it's bigger on the inside, I'd be like, this is a kidnapping. And I'm all right. Thanks a bunch.
If he's traveling in a police box, you assume something untoward is going to happen in there. You don't know it moves.
But you got to assume that because it does the thing where it's like, blah, 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 and then it turns up in front of you.
Yeah.
So like you see it appear out of nowhere. So maybe I wouldn't be so shocked that it's bigger on the inside.
I would assume that my drink had been spiked and he did it.
I would have assumed I'm having a mental break. Just be like, I need help. You're a doctor. Sweet. I need one. I saw a blue thing.
What's
disappear.
Wrong with me?
Can you scan the head?
I like your version of the doctor was just like, hi, I'm the doctor. Come with me. Because I'm going to be like, who? I don't know you. I have places to be.
Like space?
No.
Time?
No. Well, I just don't think, like, I just don't know if I could handle the moment he's like, so say I get in.
Yeah.
He's like, well, all right, come in. It's bigger on the inside. I have a sick. And then I'm like, oh, that's creepy. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, by the way, this ship is sentient.
Please stop telling me shocking things.
Here's a picture of an ood.
Give me this information bit at a time.
Side note.
Fuck. Why?
Total side note, because I'd totally forgotten about the ood. What do you reckon they smell like?
Baked potatoes.
No.
I always imagined like a prawn.
Sushi?
Yeah.
I imagine, you know when it rains on garbage?
Oh, actually, yes.
Yeah, like wet garbage.
It's wet here. You all know what wet garbage smells like, right?
Is your garbage ever not wet?
Ood smell.
You go outside, a nude or... Nope, just the trash. It's never a nude.
I'd just like to quickly point out, they gave us heaps of water each. A jug each. Why give us a cup?
Why are we using the glasses? Just drink out of the
carafe.
The carafe.
Jug each is a
fancy boy, the carafe.
The carafe, mate.
No, so say I get in and I deal with the fact that it's bigger on the inside somehow. Yeah. I spew up everywhere, but the doctor's nice enough to clean it up. That's pretty low for him. Like, you know what I mean? He's never the kind of person that I can see bending down with a mop and a sponge to clean up sick.
Yeah, I don't think he'd clean it up.
Would he make
I think
me?
He'd make a robot sooner to clean it up than he himself.
Isn't the TARDIS full of like little bots and shit?
Maybe.
Like
I sort of imagine the panel I threw up on like retracting the vomit falling somewhere into the mechanism and then it going back. And then I might step out again. I think it would be a very long process of me coming in being like, whoa, okay, out for a breather. Okay, back in. Warn up. But then, say he takes me to space and he's like, first place we go is the moon and there's a rhino person. I'm going to be like, take me home.
Yeah. It's just too much. For me, it's just more like, I don't want that confirmation that we're all nothing. Oh. It's very much as like, you are very insignificant in this vast space. And I'm like, great. Well, I guess that's confirmed. So, sick, nothing. And I think there's a point anymore.
Nah, hang on.
Goodbye, doctor.
Fuck that.
I guess.
Give me a second.
I wouldn't care.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, what difference does it make that, like, so there's at one Earth or 100 Earths, We're still little.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
it just makes everything
already
seem
insignificant.
So insignificant.
Don't worry about it.
And then I'd be like, what are you? Who are you? Like, this alien man coming and just grabbing me and then, like, showing me the vast wonders of space and time.
Actually.
What's your motive? What do you want from me?
I'm the doctor
mouth?
Now? What?
What?
Actually,
it's
no.
funny because he does have a companion because he gets lonely, right? So if that's his response, surely you're like, and where is this going?
Yeah, right? Get a fucking dog, mate. Am I the dog?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, the moment he's like, I'm basically immortal, I'm going to live for a very long time, I'd be like, so I mean basically nothing to you, right?
That's like, actually, 100%, the companion is just a dog. Intelligence-wise, a companion is just a dog to the doctor. That's why I'm not going.
Yeah.
I don't want to be basically someone's dog.
You get to, I don't know why I'm arguing for it, but you get to go neat places.
I mean, that's great, but I can take my dog to the zoo.
And also, you're not insignificant because the doctor has picked you. I know in this situation he's gone through each of us, but...
He's gone through? Did I die?
What happened?
The doctor's like, here's the ood and here's the ood brain. I'm like, that's great. Oh! Fell in, absorbed.
I don't know if the doctor does pick his companion.
Yeah.
He kind of just bumps into them a lot, doesn't he?
He's kind of just like, oh, you again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, for example, going back to a dog thing, it's like, yeah, your dog is a special dog because you picked it. No, I went to a website and was like, yeah, that one.
Actually,
that's just random chance.
I think by and large, like if you go through them, like Donna, he just bumped into. Yeah.
Bumped into just, her twice.
Yeah.
Well, so that makes it good.
Yeah. If you found a dog on the street twice and patted it, it's yours.
Yeah, I was going like, to say the dog analogy sort of falls apart there because you can't just take a dog.
No.
I can't just be driving around and I'm like, whoop.
Is that like a doctor's going on like, you know, lost humans?
Like, I want to find one. Let me see who's in
Earth. This one needs a second chance home, you know?
But yeah, I think I'd be throwing up a lot.
Yeah. How many spews before you left?
That's assuming I actually get into the TARDIS.
So when does the first spew happen if you don't get into the TARDIS?
The moment he's like, that's bigger on the inside.
So you're just standing in a car park and...
Yeah, and then once I'm in, there's another spew, and then ad infinitum until he lets me go. I also think I would be mad that I have no, like, I don't know what you call it, but, you know, I go in, I'm like, what if I die? What's his answer?
you're time to, you can stop that, yeah?
Yeah. The doctor rule one, the doctor lies, so don't stress. I'll just say some shit that's not real.
So you're saying that because the doctor's going to be like, you'll be fine, I will be fine.
Yes.
I'm like, will I die? The doctor's like, no. I'm like, well, that's wonderfully ignorant. And then when I'm like falling into the ood brain, I'm like, you lie.
And he'll be like, ooh, yeah.
Be like, first off, doctor, how many like pets have you lost in your time?
I like that you're the doctor.
Yeah, I pointed that out before. And
that's
then
my favorite
happening.
Thing about this whole episode.
Joel Dusha, the doctor. Or you can just call me the doctor.
The Dusha.
The Dusha. That sounds bad.
Dusha who?
Yeah, like I would definitely not be coming to. Hi, I'm the douche up. No?
No? What?
No? The doctor. I said the doctor.
Get that away from me.
That's very funny. You know, like, there's such a big deal about what the doctor's real name is. It's funny that your version blurted it out. I'm the douche. Oh, fuck. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
It's also funny if it's just like, yeah, the doctor's name's Joel. Special.
Wow.
It's the biggest secret in the universe. Joel.
So, you know, it just Yahweh is God is the translation. That's a real stupid name, Doctor. Like, is that why you chose it?
What? Oh, no. Hey, Joel's a great name. What is it?
I'm trying to...
I'm also very strongly of the opinion that the Doctor doesn't take people... Like, the first place Rose goes is, like, to the end of the Earth, the last day of Earth, which is something I don't want to see.
Yeah.
I don't want to be confronted with the mortality of the planet I live on that strongly.
The whole universe is a bit much,
which
Doctor.
Which kind of ties into what Zammit's saying. I don't need to know that. That's not... No, thank you.
Every day is an existential crisis of just, like, yep. Good, great, sure, okay, and then we meet an actual Satan.
I think every day I'm wondering,
he's chained up. Are we going to free him now? Fuck, good move, Doctor.
Every day I think I'm wondering, how long ago would I have died if I hadn't time traveled?
Are there beds on the TARDIS?
Yeah.
Where do I sleep? That'll be my first
question.
Do
they sleep?
No, actually, This is deep Doctor Who card.
Yeah.
There's an offhand comment about bunk beds.
Bunk beds?
Bunk beds.
Then I'm what not is
he has all that room and he's got fucking bunk beds.
Is he a child? Is he a basic child that's like, I need to go traveling around the space and time, I need a puppy. You'll do.
For the companions, not for him. I don't know what, he doesn't sleep, or maybe he does, but probably not on a bunk bed.
He makes his dog sleep on bunk beds.
Think about two dogs on bunk beds and tell me that doesn't sound like a great idea to you too.
Dogs is very cute on bunk beds, but I don't want to be the dogs.
I'm just imagining like sleeping in that bunk bed, waking up in the middle of the night and just looking at him not sleeping.
What's he
being
doing?
Like, are you going to go to bed? And he's like, no, I don't sleep. I'm going to be like, okay, that's cool.
When are we going back to my time?
Well, and he's a perpetual liar. He's like, look, you come with me, you'll be back before you know it. You'll experience like many years, months or whatever, and you'll be back in 5 minutes. And he always fucks up.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, guys, I'm home. I've only been gone like a day. And they're like, we haven't seen you for 5 years. We thought you were dead.
And the worst part is you've got nobody that you can like, you got no recompense. I can't be like, well, I'm calling the cops because there are no, like, who do you call when he's like, I fucked up your life, Jackson. I just got to sit there and take it.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to call the space cops. And he's just like, no, not for me.
I got to be like, well, those, doctor, I know this is a weird question, but those rhino men on the moon, are they the police? Who's like, in charge?
Like, who polices him?
Also, like, we know
anybody?
Who doctors the doctor?
Who doctors the doctor?
He also has
the master?
He gives it a red hot go.
I also don't think I'd like to hang out with someone who had a mortal enemy.
Yeah.
I don't think I need that hassle in my life.
Now we're starting to get to real reasons. None of this being coward stuff.
And also, I feel like, again, he's like, hey, come into my van, little boy. And I'm like, no, and I stab him.
Yeah.
And then he just changes his face.
Yeah, that's a stressful moment.
I think if you stabbed the doctor,
then I'd be like, did I do that? Do I have the power?
Back it up a bit. If a man approaches you and says, hey, do you want to come on an adventure? Your first instinct is to stab him.
No, I was imagining.
I think at that point, you don't need to worry about whether or not the doctor's taking you because he's not taking you.
I was imagining more the scary Scotsman. Yeah. Get in my van.
Oi, you. And.
No. That's still, if someone yells at you on the street, you can't murder them. That's not the law.
Imagine you're on the TARDIS and like you've been so stressed by the adventures you're having that you kill the doctor and then you're like, what do I do now? I don't know how to operate that machine.
Not even that. What if you're in the TARDIS and he slips, bumps his head and he starts like he's just dead and he starts glowing and you're like, is this normal? And you know then he changes face.
No, but see, because the moment he starts glowing, I open up the TARDIS and push him into space. And he just,
that's
woof,
a good move.
And
that's
I shut the door move. And I'm like, I guess I'll end up where I end up. All right.
Time adventure.
Also, like, the way he fucking...
Did he say this thing was intelligent? Can you take me home? Is it like Google? Okay, TARDIS. My time, please.
2017.
How great. Jackson Bailey's adventures through time, but like, it's just, I land on a planet, open it up, like, not Earth, okay. Land in a snowy planet, not Earth, oh my God. I'm so hungry.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, someone else is driving the car and you would like out of the car? It's that, but if you get out of the car, you're on another planet and in another time.
Or just out in space. Sometimes, like, I'm just going to check outside vastness of just empty nothing.
Oh, ooh, my gosh.
Traveling with the doctor means trapped with the doctor.
I'd argue kidnapped with the doctor.
What?
Kidnapped.
You'd kidnap the
doctor. No, he's kidnapping us.
Oh, right. No, well, I think they can...
Because sometimes, like, willing. I want to go, and he's like, but I need to show you all these things. You're like, I really want to go. He's like, let me show you things. One adventure. And you go, and then you are stuck
in a
volcano.
Well, I was
going to
say, he has a fairly terrible track record.
Yeah.
Because he's like, let's go somewhere nice, and it isn't. You never see, like, an episode of Doctor Who, and I know why, because it's a TV show, haha, because you never see an episode where they just have a pleasant time on an alien planet.
What?
Actually, you do, because when Donna is like, you know what, you fuck off into see some crystal shit, I'm staying here, and she has a lovely time.
So the best move when you're traveling with a doctor is to be like, you do it.
Yeah. Best thing is to treat it like a vacation, being like, where are the sweet beaches? I'm going to go on a beach and just lie down.
It's very...
You do whatever you want to do.
And then, fingers crossed, the doctor doesn't forget you for 18 months.
How great is it to imagine that you're on some alien planet, the Cybermen, the doctor's like, let's go, and you're like, nope. That's for you. I'm going to be here. Because
you got this.
What no, could you. I do, Doctor? I'm just a guy.
That's a good point. Why is a doctor picking you?
Yeah. It's That's like me being point. A fireman, right? And then there's like a fire, and I'm like, sick. All right, get the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to tackle this together.
The dog. Yeah, exactly. I'm,
what
I am
the fuck
so,
is a dog going to do?
I'm Dogs so, are strong.
I'm so
I mean, think. I guess.
The doctor has
What's
two...
Dog strength.
What, they're going to fight the fire?
No, no, bite, no, no.
Cook that dog's mouth.
Yep. That's kind of where it falls down, though, because maybe a dog is strong somehow in comparison to a fighter, but I am fire, but I am not strong in comparison to a Dalek. I'm actually quite weak in comparison to a Dalek.
Like, the best thing I can do against a Cyberman is die.
That's
maybe
like,
clog up his eye holes.
It's kind of like taking a chihuahua into a war zone and assuming it can help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doctor is... In fact, some of them have ended up in war zones.
Yeah.
Some of them have ended up in war zones without the doctor.
I thought you meant dogs for a second. I was like, that's sad.
Oh, I do know a terrible story about dogs in war, but I won't tell it.
Oh, that's good.
There's a movie called Dogs of War, but I assume it's not about actual dogs.
Nah.
That's
also good. I think another thing I'd be annoyed at is the moment the doctor's like, hey, we can travel through time. And I'm like, can we fuck shit up? And he's like, no.
Then
I'll
what's
be like,
the
well,
point?
Thanks a bunch. I'm going.
What if he says yes?
Then
what if you get the doctor somehow in between when the doctor, because for a bit, the doctor's like, oh, maybe fuck me.
Let's get loose with space.
Let's get loose with space. But then he dies a bit after that.
What if I'm like, all right, doctor, I got some sweet books. Yeah, this. Right? They're called like this Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Take me back to the 90s. I'm just going to cross out that JK name. Damn it.
That means you have to kill JK Rowling, but as long as you're willing to do that.
We'll land the TARDIS on her.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. Steal her fucking shoes.
I'm sure the doctor's down with that. Random murder and then impersonate someone else's accomplishments.
All right, so we got to get a brick. So what? Doctor's like, come into my TARDIS. I'm like, yeah. Reach behind me. Get a brick. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And when he's like showing me the panels, just...
on the doctor.
And then now we control
But then
time.
You're in
Surely
my...
this episode should now become, why should the doctor bring you? You seem more dangerous than him right now.
The
At
doctor,
least when
yes.
the doctor fucks shit up, it's accidental.
Also, we're,
the doctor is
deliberate.
The doctor is somehow clumsy. I don't want to be with a guy who's that clumsy. How often does he just stumble into something?
That's true. He's got bad balance. I'm out.
I don't mean literally stumble into something, Jack.
He does, though. Yeah, he's got like some of these movements.
He's got like an inner ear problem.
Yeah.
He should see a doctor.
I just like to point out when you like flailed wildly, I felt the tablecloth pull. I honestly thought that you were going to, whilst making fun of him for being...
Clumsy,
knock water all over me. And yet again, I would be a victim of your stupidity.
But what's great is that the mics are hand, like, they've got no cord, so you could just do that. Nothing gets broken.
Yeah, but I'd be wet.
Yeah,
people
guess.
Dry.
Body heat, mate. Body heat.
Can I go with the master? Is that an option?
The master usually hates people.
And he tends to kill his companion. No, no way. He only kills them when they get compassion. You've got none of that.
Yeah, I'm good. Doctor's like this is my enemy, the master. And I'm like, whoop.
Master also has the TARDIS. How many times are you spewing?
I'm spewing the whole time, I sort of assume. Sort of assume every time we encounter a new
although,
enemy.
Although, nah, using your doctor tactic, you might accidentally become a hero if you brains the master with a brick.
And then I'm treated like a hero? Do I get a statue?
Well, the doctor might... Like, you then have to interact with the doctor, and you hate that. So you're going to brains him and then be a bad guy again.
Like, can we just wipe out the Time Lords? I'll join the Daleks. They seem all right.
Yeah, they seem like they'll take you in. Yeah, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, exterminate. All right.
I like that you picked the Daleks when the Cybermen probably would take you in.
All right. Cybermen it is.
No, see, that's a sad... Like, what I wonder, you know, like every companion that goes with the Doctor, they hit that point where they're like, I'll do anything for him. And I just don't think I'm going to hit that point.
Yeah.
You know, like how many adventures before you check out? How many episodes do you live before you're like, I'm done? Nope, take me home.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
Depends what he shows me. If he just keeps taking me back in time, I'll be like, yeah, that's fine and all, but space, please.
See, I want to go.
He
future,
shows me
please.
The end of the world. I think I might pull a sneaky one of your throwing up until he takes me back. I think I might force it as well. It wouldn't be an accident. I'd be like, oh, I feel so sick. Take me home, please. I'm very sick.
I think I have time sickness.
I've got the sniffles. I want to go.
I wrote like this version of the doctor that's like, oh, I didn't expect you to get sick. Okay, I'll take you home.
Like, he might even then inject you with like future nanobots and you'd be fine.
Ah, gosh. Well, then I definitely want to go home. But now, once again, it's the trapped in a car situation.
Yeah.
He's injected me with nanobots. He's like, wait a minute, you're not actually sick. And now it's awkward as well.
Yeah. And even if we were like, all right, fine, I'll go with the doctor. It's sweet. Let's hang out and be mates.
Yeah.
And then like something happens and we get to the point of like, you know, where Donna ends up, where we're like, fuck, I get it now. I'm on your level. He's like, nah, let's, kibosh that.
Nip that in the bud.
Wipe your memory.
The difference with that is that her brain pretty much catches fire.
Yeah.
So
fix
like,
it. You're a doctor.
Gone. He does.
Oh yeah, by making me forget shit.
Yeah, that's like
super bloody good.
Hey Jackson,
what an existence.
I've got a pretty good comparison for this. Hey All Jackson.
Right. Yeah.
You had testicular cancer.
I did.
You had two balls.
Yeah.
To stop the cancer from spreading, we had to remove one, which is sad, but yeah. At least you're alive now.
Yeah. I'm good.
Memories. Same thing.
Nah. You lose
Donna's your... memories nah. were my balls.
Yeah, Sammet's memories were bloody. Your balls.
If no, at least if I'm dead, I die knowing shit. Now I'm just an ignorant fool.
Well, Donna no, is kind of like the worst of both.
Yeah.
So it's like more complicated than you think. Donna is kind of like the nicest ending to any of the companions.
Not necessarily. Do you want to go through the endings of the companions?
Yeah, let's see how the companions ended
right.
up.
Because, yeah, the doctor's like, all right, here's the hall of companions. You can be added to this hall.
Oh, what a
all
scary
right,
moment.
Sell me on this.
So this is Rose. Right. This is Rose 1. This is they're all fucking
Rose
dog names.
Rose 1? What?
They all like kind of like dog. This is Mickey. They're all dog names. You know, they're all named you could call a dog.
They are. Not Martha. That's a weird dog name.
That's more of a cat name.
Yeah. Donna is also like, kind of an
You can call,
yeah,
a, call dog a dog Donna.
Here, Donna. Here,
Donna
yeah,
Kebab.
Yeah. That's a good dog name.
They, do you
Donna
know what
Kebab.
Want a
Donna Kebab? Yeah.
Huh?
Good people names. okay, so, alright. So, Rose, it's fine. Like, her ending isn't that sad. It's only sad because she loves the doctor. But if you're just a person, you're stoked because you go to a world without Cybermen. Like,
I'm already in a world without Cybermen.
Not anymore,
it's
you're not.
Fine, I guess.
No, but that's good if I've met Cybermen on my trip and he takes me back and he's like, this is the same world. It's just that one of like the
also,
million
your dad's
threats.
Not dead.
My dad's not dead.
Your dad's not
my
dead.
My dad's dead.
Your dad, the good news is, well, the bad
oh,
news
great.
Is.
Oh, great. So now I have to get to witness my dad die again.
No. You're, well.
Yeah.
Eventually, yes.
But you didn't witness it the first time. You were a little.
No, I didn't because I went back in time and saw it.
Well,
wait,
that's great.
Hang on. All right.
What a good doctor.
So, Dushuhu, you have emotionally destroyed your first companion. Tell me about the
and
next.
And then cloned yourself so we can be together.
That's later, and I wouldn't do that because that was garbage.
Yeah,
second companion, Martha, leaves willingly because I don't love her as much as my first dog.
So you emotionally destroyed your second one, I suppose.
You know what, dog two? You weren't as good as dog
hang
one.
Hang on a minute, Dushuhu. Just a quick question.
Yes.
You kind of skipped over this Mickey. I can't see it properly. What happened to him?
I can't remember.
All right, not a vote of confidence.
I think Mickey joined an intergalactic war maybe to try and impress you because you stole his girlfriend.
No, I sent
well
his girlfriend.
Done.
I sent his girlfriend into another dimension.
Oh, even better.
Oh, okay. You all emotionally right. destroyed him, I suppose.
So then you got two pooches. You're like, I'm going to just take
Jack.
This one.
He was... Nope. So...
Is he a big head?
He a big
Will
head
he
now, yeah?
Will he be a big head?
Before...
Am I going to become a big head?
Wait a minute. It says here in the records he's immortal. That's... Oh, no. Keep going. It gets worse.
So,
he wants to die.
Did you make him immortal? Is that what you did?
No, I didn't. The girl that I sent to the other dimension did. So think of it as retribution. So yeah, he He died to protect me. Then got brought back to life against his will. Now I'm scared of him, so I don't talk to him.
Will I? So right. Is this a dog you've sort of like betrayed?
Now he's a big head. What?
Like a dog you've betrayed, and so suddenly you're like, no, I don't want to see his teeth with you.
I kept hitting that dog, and now it's going to bite me, and I don't know why.
Is it?
That's that situation.
No.
Is it confirmed that he's the face of Bo, or is it just like,
it's highly like suspect. Well,
so in brackets, you've written, I reckon.
Yeah. Maybe a big head.
It's very scary to going to that cat doctor place, the cat hospital, where they keep the face of Bo, and you're like, that's a guy. I know that guy. Yeah. He was once a man. Now he's a big head.
Well,
I'm vomiting. Maybe in the tank. The cat nurses will clean it up. That'll be fine.
All right, don't worry about those companions. They're
all right, and you look different in these photos. Anyway, let's go on to the next photos.
Yeah.
So Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
So I accidentally gave her my brain.
Sorry, what?
Is that
you
a risk?
You can do that?
Is that a risk for us?
It was an accident, because I was dying, and then I decided to be selfish and decided I was handsome and charming as is. Want us to stay the same.
Yes.
Gave her half my brain.
Yeah, that is like a JD move.
That is.
Except I wouldn't be sorry all the time. That's the difference between me and David Tennant.
I'm so not sorry. I'm great.
Then, yeah, so she's got a brain that's too clever for her head.
Yeah.
She thinks about being too... Yeah, don't worry. We'll get to that later.
We weren't.
I can't explain it. Yeah, so...
And then, yeah.
She gets off my brain. I realize it's killing her.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can cure this. I'll just erase your memories. You won't know you've got a super clever brain. If you hear me again, you'll die.
So you've abandoned your dog into the woods.
I reckon that's the kindest thing you could have done.
No, okay. It's like if I was beating my dog. And then
that's a good start.
I was like, I feel like such a bad person because I've been beating this dog.
Yeah.
You're free now, dog. Don't remember me.
Don't remember those
beatings. And if you do remember me, you will die. Yeah, that's a pretty kind thing, actually.
That's great
for
the dog.
Yeah, look, I mean, nah, she got a good...
I like that this is the trial of Dusha Who. That's good.
Right. Flicking through these pictures, I've noticed you've also gone to Donna's granddad.
Oh, he kills me, so it's fine. Revenge.
Good,
Why'd you take him for a trip?
He's old.
So you can be killed. That is probably, at this point, it feels like a pro.
Also, there was another fella that came with me for a bit, and then he got a hole in his head, and I was real angry at him. So then I took him home, and then I clicked, and his mum screamed, because it opened the hole in his head again.
What?
What?
He was a dick, though, so it's fine.
Oh, why was he a dick? Do you...
That's a good way to punish a dog, I reckon.
Yeah.
So the story of this man is that he came with a doctor.
Yeah.
Me, I guess.
You.
Yeah.
This is too. I was not prepared to be the doctor when we walked out of the This is a big responsibility forced on one man.
Yeah. So you got an angry dog.
Yeah.
Come with you.
No, so you clicked its brain out.
No. So what happened was I took a dog to space and gave it access to all of the information in the universe.
Right.
Well, good move.
Bad move.
So you made two of them too smart.
No. He made himself too smart. I was like, look, if you do this thing, you'll be too smart. Don't do it.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of fruit. Don't eat it.
You godded that man.
Yeah. I didn't whisper.
You fucking eaten this shit.
Yeah, but except I wasn't like, do it. I was like, don't do it.
Yeah, you eat in this whole thing.
Then I gave him unlimited money, though, which is probably a mistake, because then he could afford
what
to do the thing.
Can you just give me unlimited money and I won't come to space with you?
Yeah, that's so much better.
What are the odds of me just treating you like a genie? Is that cool?
Yeah.
No. You're a
man.
Rude
there's
that
a
you
lot more.
A
lot more of these photo things coming up. Yeah. Gosh, how many have you had?
This one looks like Kylie Minogue falling down an elevator shaft.
Yeah, she died by her own hand, though. That wasn't me.
What?
So she was on the Titanic, but in space.
Okay. Yeah, no. All right.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Excuse
space.
Me. I just found a note that said married her daughter.
What? I
think I might have jumped ahead a couple.
Yeah.
pretty much just what it says in the paper there. But yeah, anyway. So Amy and Rory, they get a happy ending that's only sad for me.
What? it sees that this man was in the Roman Legion
army. No, after that. Don't worry about that.
For how long?
He had to spend how long?
How long?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think I might need to double-check this. I think it was 5,000 years?
What?
He waited alive for 5,000 years?
Is he another immortal? You made another-y.
He's made of plastic, I think.
Plastic.
Made of plastic. Yeah,
but I
so is he the original or is this a remake?
No, this is a remake. But I
so what happened to him?
Well, don't take a guess.
My favorite thing about this is that Doctor Who, because you can't quite remember the series, it's like you've got this version of Doctor Who that's just like, oh, fuck, what happened to that guy?
Sorry, it says the original one was sucked into a vortex that made him not exist.
Is that true?
That was a crack, not a vortex.
Why?
It's your notes.
And I fixed it.
Yeah, kind of.
You fixed him by cloning him out
no,
of
no, no, no.
No, no, you didn't. It says someone else here did. Sorry, mortal enemy?
Yeah, what about him? You don't have one?
No!
No! Huh.
It says, what? Like, two of three.
Yeah, I got a few. Anyway, so Amy and Rory, they got to live happily ever after, sent back in time, but together. No confirmation of that, though. I just remembered.
So they got to... Oh, right. They're
oh, wait, no, there is confirmation. Yes, that's fine. They lived together happily ever after in, like, 1920s New York.
What? Yeah.
So you what would have happened if you hadn't intervened in their lives? Would they have also lived together?
They probably got a divorce, to be honest. I taught them to love each other more, which is... I'm not a Cupid. I shouldn't be doing that.
That's really not your place.
Like, are you sure? Because it seemed like Amy was real after you for a bit.
No, only at the start. That's what I mean. And then I showed her that I was a piece of shit. And she was like, oh, my boyfriend's actually all right.
Am I going to learn the same lesson?
Yeah.
Can you guarantee results?
What if, like, 100%. If we go with you and, like, our partners are like, ooh. And, like, what if they don't learn that lesson? Are you just going
to,
like,
steal my girlfriend?
You're a piece of shit.
I feel like all of this information would have been great to know before we stepped on board.
Yeah.
I didn't know the risks. Well,
may die, may become immortal, may just forget about you, may be lost to time,
one
may
of those
steal
sounds
your girlfriend.
Pretty good, just saying.
What, forgetting about you?
Yeah.
So why should I get on in the first place?
Because you still get the experiences.
No, I don't. Because
like
I no longer
when, okay,
exist.
No, look. When people go out drinking and they have a massive night, they're having a great time at the time. The next day they can't remember shit, but they had a good time at the time.
Yeah, but...
Binge drinking. We're Australian.
Yeah. I'm not going to have that after bit because I'm no longer existing.
Yeah, but
I'm going to go out for a big night and then nothing.
No.
Are you equating a night out with a couple drinks to traveling across the world and being shot at by Daleks?
And then fall into a crack in space and time.
No, wrong person. I'm talking Donna now.
Oh.
Rory doesn't exist for a bit and then he comes back. So it's like you take a friend out, he has a couple of drinks, he can't remember it in the next day, you can't remember it the next day, then he's back, you're like, oh, those drinks were good.
Remember when we got really drunk and you stopped existing?
Donna is such, even it's sadder because when we meet her, it's a sad kind of existence of just kind of everyday monotony. And then like she has this amazing time. Like people are singing her like song in the stars. And then she goes back to a life of nothing. And even without the sort of brain wipe, that's every single companion.
Yeah, that's the saddest part.
Because he gets bored of you. Like a dog with a chew toy. He's like, oh, I'm done. And so then you go back to Earth and you're like, oh, see.
It's frankly a wonder every great companion doesn't just fucking hate the Doctor.
Did you give me a robot dog?
I was going to say, just to highlight this problem and make it worse for myself, Sarah Jane actually does mention that I just fucked off.
You did. So not everyone had like some of the best moments of my life. You then just left.
You're ghost.
You ghosted us. Not even a goodbye. Not even a thank you
just
for
like
the memories.
Sometimes there's
not
a goodbye.
Not even like, hey, it's not you, it's me. Just left.
Sometimes there's a goodbye. It's just usually not the good times. Okay. What? Yeah. The other companions are probably...
Clara?
Well, she...
What happened there?
She kept dying. That's weird.
Is that your fault, maybe?
It looks like you got really drunk and threw up on this one.
Yeah.
That was me. I'm just startled at the amount of like, photographs I'm seeing.
Like, it just seems you have an obsession with, like, one certain, like, Kelpie that just keeps dying.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened in that situation.
Yeah.
Was that this dog loved me so much that they jumped inside my existence.
Fuck.
So it turns out...
So is this kind of like a dog's purpose?
Yes! It's a dog's purpose, but in space and time. And real stupid. Like a dog's purpose.
Like the not problematic movie, A Dog's Purpose.
A lot of dogs died making a dog's purpose.
No, it's fine. That was
one was
fake.
Maybe harassed.
Yeah. The one had a bad time. Yeah. A bad-ish time, but then the director... Look, I don't need to defend a dog's purpose live on stage today.
Defending a dog's purpose is correct, not the purview of this episode.
I'm drinking a lot of water in hope that I'll need to pee and leave to get out of this conversation.
Have you ever done this much negotiating with potential companions? Do most of them just come aboard and they not give you the grief we have?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I get a bit of grief, just usually on the ship.
So what's the benefit?
You get the best moments of your life and you get to experience something that...
At what age?
How old are you? 30?
Well, I'm 30. 30. But how, what's his general, like... Actually, what is his...
Purview?
Yeah.
So...
If he's on, like, you know, he signed up for Tinder, he's, like, ages between...
So companions...
Yeah, it looks like we're not quite typical companions. It seems like you kind of systematically just get British women.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Between the ages of, like, 18 and then for 28. Like,
3, you'll have, like, a bit with a fella.
18 to... 20.
20.
And how old were you?
For some reason, a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, let's mix it up. Skew the age.
For like a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed me, so it wasn't great.
I can see why you went back.
Yeah.
In fact, all the other non-British women from 18 to 20 are kind of just accidentally there.
Yeah, but then they have a good time, so I'm like, might as well just join.
You got a type, certainly.
Yeah. Well, you are fucking loose, mate.
Yeah.
You are like, swipe, yeah. You're like, your boyfriend's here. Yeah, why not?
Come on, bot. Actually, no, sometimes I'm like, fuck your boyfriend off. Mickey didn't like him at first.
I'm very...
Oh, you know, didn't.
My favorite thing
He was in a bin for... The first time he met me, he got sucked into a bin and I had no time for him.
Being sucked into a bin is probably not the worst thing he was...
No, and then he got turned into plastic, and then he was held hostage
for a bit. Hang on, plastic again, you say?
No, but he...
You have like a... Like, is this one of your mortal enemies, is the concept of plastic?
No, I'm going through the list right now. There's a lot of things, but just plastic is not one of them.
Why plastic again?
I feel like what's been nice about this discussion is that you've had some time to reflect. It seems
like
you're also...
It's like a therapy session for you.
Yeah, you're taking a look at it. You know, like a grander scale look. Maybe you've got some problems, man.
My last companion turned into a Cyberman.
Oh, fuck. Is that a... That's a danger
here, in
for
the
us.
List of mortal enemies. Oh, Cyberman.
What happened there?
I accidentally discovered where Cybermen were made.
Yeah. Accidentally, you say?
Yeah.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe you think this, like, accidentally isn't on accident because it happens quite frequently.
I mean, it's all of time and space and you accidentally stumble onto it.
You notice, like, sometimes...
There was a distress beacon, I think.
Right.
Yeah. And then I feel like a drunk doctor because, yeah, it's hazy, but it's there.
Joel Dusha, the drunk doctor.
There was a war doctor. Yeah. Also, there was a war doctor. Just a
war? Oh. What war?
The time war. You don't know about it. Don't worry.
Do you have PTSD with that? Yes, you do, don't
That's
you?
That's a pretty upfront question.
I like to imagine.
How is that going to affect me? If you watch a ceiling like fan, are we fucked?
Are you going to be like, I'm back in Vietnam?
Yeah? What is this?
Hey, why didn't you stop World War II?
Yeah. let me get a list of atrocities. There we go.
Yeah.
So, actually, one of my companions punched Hitler.
Yeah, but it still happened.
Yeah.
But then...
Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, ooh. Great. You know, that's good. He had a lot of assassination attempts. None of them worked.
Yeah, you could have stepped in. That's all I'm saying.
I was
busy.
Do you remember that 1963? I was there for that too.
Oh, really? Didn't do anything?
Yeah, look, JFK. Look, set points in time. JFK had to die, I guess.
Why?
Set points in time cannot be altered.
So what are set points in time?
Just significant moments that happened throughout history.
Who decides this? You?
Time Lords.
You are?
The loss of the Time Lords.
So it's largely up to you.
Really, it's your decision making.
Well, last time I decided not to abide by those rules, I got killed. So
but that's kind of fine for you.
Yeah, because you're not dead.
You just come back. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Where?
We brained you and you.
Do you know how many times...
When we're looking at all these photos of the different companions, it's obvious that you've changed face. Like, you're not even hiding that you're changing your face.
You change outfit each time, but then you don't whilst you're the new one. That's weird.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this time I'll just wear a trench coat all the time.
It's funny.
Do you need to wash that? You should.
I've got a few. They just look similar.
That's a weird thing about the Doctor, is that only when he, like, does this transformation does he change his... fashion.
Yeah, Jackson, how often do you change what you wear?
Oh, like once every year or two.
Which is how often I die.
you're saying it's coincidence. It's just largely happenstance. Look, if I didn't die, I'd change as well.
Well, recently I changed my clothes the bit without dying, and now I just died recently again, and I've changed again. Now I wear flannies.
I know, why... What a great
joke. Oh, fuck. I'd love a Bogan doctor.
It is very great.
Bogan? Excuse me. I'm a scholar.
It is great to imagine Dusha coming, like, you know, the doctor died 13th or whatever dies, Joel Dusha. 14th.
Hi, I'm the doctor.
Can you run us through you've just regenerated feeling your body and finding out who you are for the first time?
I think I was meant to have two kidneys, can only feel one.
That's fucked.
Still not ginger. And
less hair than I was expecting.
Bit rude.
I like this because I've basically forced you to do like a check on your body on stage. I've been like, Dusha, describe yourself.
Not sure if I'm built for running. I feel confident though. And I feel that that's the most important part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Face.
Now that you're standing up on your own, Dusha, do you feel like you're properly on trial?
No, I feel more important now. Way more important.
Maybe you should come around and stand in front of us.
There. I really liked, I don't know if we got lost, but Zabit being like, you feeling your face and being like, smug. I feel smug. That's so funny. How can you tell?
I don't remember being this smug before.
You just know. I'm going to sit down now because standing up's gotten kind of boring.
Fair enough.
Fuck, this stage is small. I'm so scared I'm going to fall.
Oh, I know. I was afraid I was going to brains myself.
Yeah. Well, okay, anyway. Just because you guys can't see behind us, because we're sitting here. We got about this much behind the chair.
Yeah, it's...
So a couple of inches for those fans.
The fear of leaning back casually and just toppling is palpable.
All right. So we clearly don't want to go with the
but
doctor.
The thing is, you know, now that I've thought about it, if it wasn't Dusha... Like, I might. If somebody came and I'm like, what's your track record? And they're like, great, here's all the testimonials. People have had a lovely time. I'd be like, yeah, sick. It's just, you know, that's not super appealing.
I guess, actually, it's sort of like dating, right?
Yeah.
If you're on a first date and you're like...
Well, this makes it more hurtful for me.
But then it's...
No, it really is. I'm open to the idea
of dating, just not that one man.
It's like dating when you're like your first date, right? And it's like you go lovely. It goes lovely. You're like, sick. Let's go for a second one. Except this time it's like, hey, let's go on a date. And you're like, sick. Here's my baggage.
Yeah.
Here are all my exes or dogs that have died. and here is all the problems.
That's so true. Like the doctor, because
if he hit a lot. I'd be like, yeah, right.
How much did Rory and what's her face?
Amy.
Amy, that's the one.
Yeah.
Did they know about like Martha?
No.
The doctor sits them down and he's like, here's the other fucking people.
Here's the whole of companions.
Yeah. If he was just on like, you know, again, like a Tinder profile being like, you know, age question.
Yeah.
No,
and then just like, likes having fun, can take you to amazing places. I'd be like, oh.
Has fun, will travel. That's what he says.
And if he's vague about it, fuck.
Has fun, on will board. Always travel.
But yeah, like, so he sits down and he's like, hey, here's Martha. She was around a bit.
So some of the companions know about all of the companions, but then other ones don't know about everyone.
See, that's weird.
Which
and
is
finding
vague.
Out you
Not
were
really.
Like...
You don't tell everyone you date about all of your exes.
No, not fair.
If you've got like a short relationship, Martha.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you don't need to be like, here's my entire history. Because you're only dating for a couple of weeks.
I suppose. So it just
A couple of months, it would be weird not to say something.
Another problem with the doctor,
Because Martha knows
though.
About Rose.
Yeah.
She just probably
Well, obviously, because he won't shut the fuck up about
and
it.
And also because her clothes are still there when Martha gets
good.
On board.
That's a very... If I get on the TARDIS and there's pants...
Yeah.
I'm gonna trousers.
And again, it's like, you know, getting a new dog and being like, I'm just gonna put the old collar on.
No, do you know what that is? It's getting into... So you've had a lovely first date. You get into the car for the date to drive you home and there's just... Ladies' clothes in the back. We're the lady in this situation, I guess.
Dushu, yes? Dushu, who I can't help but notice that I don't get a single Christmas off.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, no. You might get plenty of Christmases off. I work every Christmas. Sometimes you're dead for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually,
don't
we
tell
usually...
me shit like that. Sometimes I'm dead for Christmas?
Yeah, usually we die around Christmas. It's,
what?
Yeah, it's not a happy time
I'm,
for
I'm
us.
I'm rustling through all the companion notes. How is this so consistent?
Are you doing it on purpose?
Is one of your mortal enemies Santa?
Nah, he's a friend of mine, actually.
What?
What?
Oh, Santa's real. Also, there's a planet... No, a town.
There's a planet what?
There's either a town or a planet called Christmas as well. Unrelated. Just a coincidence.
Oh, is it Christmas themed? Is it Christmas all year round?
Well, I got attacked real bad and then I exploded and killed everything and then... No, in a good way. The bad guys.
In a good way?
Yeah, so you know those mortal enemies?
Yeah.
All of them, except for like a couple. They're still kicking
Oh,
about.
So you only have a couple of that mortal enemy
who's,
left.
Who's,
oh, wait, there's another page.
Who's your most... Who's your most mortal enemy? Who are we going to encounter the most?
Okay. My just most mortal enemy, you're probably not going to see.
This guy looks like John Sim a bunch.
That's weird. I loved him in Life on Mars.
That was a good time. Had a lot of fun with that series.
Is your mortal enemy John Sim?
The British actor John Sim?
No, but yeah, who's your most mortal enemy?
Oh, look, I got a couple. The ones you're going to encounter the most.
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
Look, probably not my most mortal enemy, because, yeah, that would be the Master or John Sim or Michelle Gomez. That's a name.
I don't know. It's your the mortal enemy.
Missy. She goes by Missy.
All right.
But they only pop up every now and then. They're all right, because they're just people.
Quick question. I'm just going through, once again, going through your mortal enemies, and it does say that one of them is now your wife.
Hang on. It also says that the daughter of one of your compat... Did you fuck a pooch?
No. In this situation, they're not dogs anymore.
Like, because
people.
So how? Like, clearly, like, humans are so far beneath you.
Well,
what
no,
happened
no, actually,
there?
You'll see that my companion's daughter was conceived on the TARDIS and actually got a bit of TARDIS in her.
What?
Is that... I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was hazardous material stored in this vehicle.
You know when you're in a Jeep, right, and you got two chimps in the back?
Yep.
And you're driving around so long, and they make sweet chimp love.
No.
And they give birth to a chimp. It's kind of human.
No,
it's got
like,
a bit of Jeep in it.
And because, because that car is traveling through time, the chimp gets a bit time.
Should I not masturbate on the TARDIS?
Because that's going to be a problem.
Will I be able to have kids after this?
Am I sterile?
I'm kind of okay with that.
Like, at this point, what's the point?
I might find someone else. You know what? Just don't worry about it.
Well, now you've given me the option.
Yeah. See, another problem with the doctor, though, is he just doesn't sit still.
Yeah,
there's no
true.
Downtime. What if I just want to relax and just chill and maybe... Well, and plus, we go to the future, we can get all the series that I want to watch now.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's like, well, I don't want to sit still. Let's go on an adventure.
I don't know.
Isn't Matt Smith stuck in normal time for a small period
and
it just destroys... I think it's 3-something, and I'm honestly not sure if it's hours or days.
Yeah.
If I'm with someone who can't stand still for that fucking short amount of time...
Yeah. It's what's his name.
I'm
fine now, though. Like, I got over that when I died a few times. Time's fine. I'm good at it.
Time's fine. I'm good at it. That is a great catchphrase.
Yeah. You're welcome for that one, BBC. Have that one on me.
He just kicks the TARDIS door, comes out shooting guns. Joe Boucher.
Guns? Nah, I hate those swords.
Why do you hate guns?
Yeah.
They kill people, and so I can see where this is going.
You hate guns, yet how many deaths are you responsible for?
Are we counting the time war?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
I'd be more comfortable to not.
So did you just
hang
ask?
On.
Did I ask you? Did we ask you how many deaths are you responsible for? And your response was, do we count that war I was in?
Because I think we probably ought to.
Yeah, that seems a bigger...
It's just less a war I was in and more a war I ended. So imagine if one person...
So
was
a lot of people,
no,
I'm guessing.
Let me look. Imagine if in World War II, one man dropped
one
both
didn't
of those.
Stop.
One man dropped both of those nukes, but then also nuked the other countries. And it was all one man. That's probably the best analogy I've got, but over two planets, not one.
So twice as bad.
Well, no, because we only bombed Japan. So imagine that times a lot of continents. Six?
Seven?
Sorry,
no, because Japan's...
I'm still kind of stuck on imagine if one person had dropped both bombs. That's in itself a lot.
Expanding it too much, too quickly. Okay,
actually,
hang
what?
On. You know what?
You know what? No. It's wartime.
Yeah.
How many people
yeah.
have you
yeah.
killed outside of wartime?
Let's move that away. Yeah. Because, look, you were driven to a point where you had no choice.
Yeah,
I
that's
assume.
Fine. Out
like
of
there was no choice, yeah?
Yeah.
Like there wasn't like
No, there wasn't
like
a button or anything. No, yeah,
no, there was definitely had to do it. Like
had to. 100% had to.
No,
otherwise it was no.
Had to genocide. Had to genocide.
Had to genocide times two.
Okay.
Had to end two species.
Just to make sure that you that was a
Are
definite.
Are the species completely gone?
Fingers crossed.
So you had to you were fighting two different species, right?
Yeah, I mean there was two species involved in the war.
What were those two species?
Oh, Daleks.
Yeah, we know about that.
Mortal They're enemy. Yeah.
Mortal enemy.
Yeah. Mortal enemy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
this guy looks like Timothy Dalton.
Timothy, do you know Timothy Dalton? I love James Bond.
He's great.
Well, if you come on the TARDIS, you might get to meet him. Also, the Time Lords. What?
You know, James Bond wasn't a real person, right?
No, I meant Timothy Dalton. He's a real person.
Oh, cool. Except I won't, because it looks like he's part of that other group that you kill.
Yeah. And they are the Time...
Yeah, the Time Lords.
And you are a...
Oh!
The last of the Time Lords?
I don't...
By your own hand, though.
You sort of sound like a dangerous maniac. you know that's how you're coming off, right? I also love that the like number one, like rule one, the doctor lies except when it's Dusha. Then he's just upfront about it all.
So
which is weird because in a usual situation, I would just
lie my
fucking pants off.
So these Rhino lads, they're space cops, yeah?
For the moon.
Yeah, a bit.
What is it, 999 or something?
What do I got to call to get you arrested for war crime?
I don't actually know what the number is in Wales. What do you guys call for the cops? So it's the same as England. I did know that.
It would be...
Oh, wait. Is that actually the emergency number here? Because I said this in England and they were like, oh, actually, that's not an emergency. That's like a...
011 or something? 101.
I feel like meeting someone who caused two genocides is probably cause for an emergency.
Hey, you know what? We joked about stabbing you out of no reason, but I find like, yes, I'm a man who just murdered two planets. I'm like, yeah. I think I've been doing the, like... I wouldn't say world, but like the universe, some good, and getting rid of you.
Yeah?
I might stab you, and you come back and stab you again, and just keep going.
No, you're like... a loose unit. I've come around.
Yes!
I'm in. Let's go.
That's all it took.
He's crazy. Imagine the shenanigans.
Shenanigans and spews now. Yeah. We're going to be a great combination.
I'll stop spewing after a while.
Sure.
Hey, we get them off our back.
Fuck, you're a great doctor. I got a perfect companion for you.
Who?
This boy.
Take me to space.
All right.
Planet. Just space. I'm going to open the door and be like, fuck, that's big.
How would the doctor... disregarding every single thing we've said in the last, 45 minutes. Yeah, imagine like everything's just normal for the companion. Like, okay, let's just say it's Rose, and first thing happens, she opens the door in space. She's like, "Fuck, that's big." What would the doctor? How would he respond?
Yep.
We don't say that.
No cursing, God. I'm willing to commit war crimes, but swearing. No, sir.
No, none of this, potty mouth. Get me some soap.
Get out.
What do you think you'd have to do in the reverse to make him kick you out? What do you reckon you're going to have to... I think if I... Like, swearing, if I was like, fuck, this is fucking crazy.
You're a bit of a cunt, hey.
What the fuck? And then I spit.
I reckon if I shot a Dalek, or like anyone, really, because he hates guns.
Yeah, he hates guns, but he wouldn't kick you off the... Oh, he might. It depends. Who are you shooting? A Dalek? You're fine.
Dalek, Cyberman.
Still fine.
Doctor the Master.
Doctor tried to use a gun on the Time Lords.
What about the...
And then he fucking regenerate. God, I hate David Tennant.
What about if when the doctor's like, hey, I regenerate if I die and I shoot him? Because I'm like, you're fine. Will he be cool with that?
I reckon just the hassle that is living with Jackson would probably be enough for Jackson to get kicked out.
There'd be clothes everywhere. Yeah.
This is
you're not looking after your room as well. That bunk is like filthy all the time. Imagine fucking Matt Smith, David Tennant, who the fuck ever, walks into the control room of the TARDIS. And while they're fiddling with knobs, pulling levers, encounters that shirt, literally that shirt, draped over some of the controls, but like consistently.
And then like a shoe in the middle of the room.
I do sort of imagine him getting ready to like go on an adventure and he walks into the central thing, picking up my pants, a shirt, piling them up. And I come in like, yeah, where are we going? And he's like, you could just, you can just pick them up. There's a hamper.
I think maybe if you were like, hey, doctor, can you take me to like some of like the fuck shit that happened in this history?
Take me somewhere.
Show me a genocide. Ah, yes. To stop it?
No, I just want to see. Just want to watch it.
Show me a genocide, doctor. One I committed or just a genocide?
Either or.
I'm not fussed.
I want to know who Jack the Ripper was. To stop?
No. I'm just interested.
Curious.
That might get you kicked out. Surely.
He might.
Or if I took it, we are basically documentarians. We're here to observe.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should interject at all. So I just want to observe, doctor. Is that okay?
That is totally fine with me. I went to Pompeii and did that. It was sick.
Cool.
The volcano erupted and I was just like,
what if I just came
from an observation?
No, I know
standpoint.
What gets you
Oh, yeah, all right, I'd come. So nothing happened in Pompeii?
Oh, no, something happened. I just didn't...
Yeah, like you didn't interject? Like we didn't have to do anything? We just watch, yeah?
No, yeah, we just watched. We definitely didn't meet a man whose face I stole later.
I 100% know what gets you... I 100% know what gets you kicked out as a companion. I'm sorry. This sentence, I'm sorry, I can't work Christmas.
That's it.
That's okay, because like, you might be dead. What? yeah, look... I was very team, look, being a companion will be fine, but now that I know that I'm traveling with me...
Yes?
It's become less good? Surely that's better for you. Surely the idea of traveling space and time with yourself is great.
Yeah, actually, no, good point. I'm gone full circle twice. Well,
one in a very short period of time as well.
I make quick decisions, Adam. That's why I'm the doctor. I think fast. Change my opinion often. Guns are fine. No, they're not again.
If it was the Time Lord Victorious, I'm more on board.
Yeah. When he gets loose and he's like, I'm ready to fuck with time.
Yeah, he's like, let's do fucking everything. Change everything. It's going to be rad. I'm like, yes. Let's do this.
What if I just kept running off? We land on a planet. We walk out. I'm like, woo! At what point does he stop coming to get me and I just run back like, oh, that was fun, as the TARDIS disappears?
I reckon he'd put like one of them leashes on you.
One of those, the kid
leashes. You're like, get back, come on.
Jackson, we got to go stop the Cybermen. I don't want to. I want to run. I'm so full of energy.
Well, you're like a dog. Yeah. Dogs are crazy.
Yeah. Always jumping.
Or if I kept tackling him.
The doctor?
Yeah. The doctor's like, hey, and I'm like, whoop!
Well, no.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, whoop!
Or what if I just kept hitting on him, but like to the point where it was like, just too uncomfortable.
I feel like he'd be into it. The doctor doesn't give a shit. Yeah. You'd just be making out with him and be like, oh, well, okay.
What if I insist on holding hands during every adventure?
I've done that before. Yeah. it's fine. I miss Rose a bit.
Always back to his first.
What if I won't stop banging on about Rose?
Yeah.
Tell me about her.
What?
Tell me everything about Rose, please. And don't stop.
No, look, I don't like to talk about it.
What if I start asking questions about Martha?
Oh, I'll answer heaps of questions about Martha.
You just did not care, did you?
No, I cared.
When you said, what if I kept banging on about Rose? I thought you were going to say, what if I kept banging pots?
Bang, boom, 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 boom.
Jackson, boom, boom. Could you please?
What if I took up the drums and insisted you buy me a drum kit?
Just the doctor like chatting to an alien, being like, "Yeah, Sam, do you reckon you could just for just a little bit?
What?
Could you just not play the drums just for a second?
Yeah, I'll walk past. Bang, 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 bang.
I'll do it quiet.
No, that's it. Fuck it. You're not invited anymore. I've had enough. I'm ready to travel solo. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Adam.
And that was a live plumbing the Death Star in Wales.
Woo!
Cardiff. No.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.